In other cases involving the malicious distribution of private photos, courts have found that such behavior can qualify as an infliction of emotional distress. Private media circulation would help to establish that unauthorized image distribution among teens or adults may indeed be outrageous. As argued in this chapter, it is reasonable to have some expectations of privacy even in digital media environments. Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act provides website operators with immunity from liability for the content that their users publish, which helps maintain free speech on the Internet. However, this immunity does not extend to the intellectual property violations once the website owner has been notified. Digital Millennium Copyright Act, 1998. The rationale is that while the financial impact of the copyright violation can be significant, a privacy violation can be irreparably harm a person's reputation. Because the Digital Millennium Copyright Act can be abused to suppress speech rather than to address legitimate copyright claims, specific limits on such a system of takedown notices for privacy violations would be necessary. Regardless of how it is implemented, my explicit consent standard suggests that users should be able to remove the private images of information from websites, commercial databases, and even some government records. Students must not lose their Fourth Amendment protection and privacy rights. Even though the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the search of the student's person in New Jersey versus TLO, the court recognized several important principles. First, the court noted that the Fourth Amendment applies to searches conducted by the public school officials. The state also argued that because school officials acted like parents in loco parentis, they should be treated like parents and not be subject to the Constitution. If a parent unreasonably searches a child's room, the child cannot sue his or her parent under the Constitution. The school argued that a student should not be able to sue a school official for an unreasonable search. The court rejected these arguments. More generally, the court has recognized that the concept of parental delegation as a source of school authority is not entirely consonant with compulsory education laws. School officials act as representatives of the state, not merely as surrogates for their parents, and they cannot claim the parents' immunity from the strictures of the Fourth Amendment. Whether these measures involve installing new technology advances, instituting the wearing of identification badges, or conducting more searches of loggers or even bodies, there is no doubt that students' Fourth Amendment rights are in a precarious position. The classroom is the first place that students have the chance to learn about Constitution and government power. If the students learn that they have no privacy rights in school, what impressions will they take away about the importance of constitutional freedoms? Mandatory uniform and dress policies are unconstitutional restrictions on individual liberty. Mandatory uniform and dress code policies restrict the creativity and foster resentment in students. The student's suggestions are to this. Student school violence mirrors that of society at large. Schools should seriously confront and discuss issues of racism and cultural conflict. Safe corridor programs should be supported to protect the safety of students as they go to and from school. School entrances should be secured. More extracurricular activities and clubs should be established. Open mic assemblies should be held on a regular basis to give students the opportunity to express themselves. Programs to help students find part-time jobs should be established, and conflict resolution techniques should be taught. Uniforms and dress code policies do not really make schools any safer. Rather, they are shallow solutions to a deeper problem. The dead pig. Electronic consent privacy policy has been agreed upon. In the real world, when you're in an elevator and you ask for medical insurance, you must pause, think of the digital world, and think about Trader Joe Pharmacy selling it for $7.99 with a popcorn and a receipt. You get it shipped to your house, and that's called a web doctor, and it's high risk.